Oh, fuck.
Welcome back.
Back to another long break.
Yes.
We're trying to get with it. Good program.
Yeah, and well, I was in fucking Birmingham.
Yeah, Dylan's big shot. He's traveling for work now.
It's a little bit of travel. No biggie.
Anyway.
We got some pretty good fucking news.
Yeah. Some great news. Well, so we're supposed to be dropped, what, tonight at midnight? And it got dropped a day early?
No.
He said originally Friday. Anyway, Sunday or Monday.
Well, because fucking midnight today was.
No, today's Thursday, dipshit.
Oh, it is Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's Thursday.
It's thirsty.
God damn, dude, my days are all fucked up.
Maybe he did that to try and fuck everybody's days up.
I think he did. Well, either that or because of the fucking holiday.
Who knows?
Because, like, with fucking our work fucking payroll ended today.
I'm sure motherfucking... It doesn't work like your 9-to-5 job, motherfucker.
Hey, man, I'm just saying it.
Anyway, we haven't really fucking said it yet.
7-to-5, bitch.
We haven't really said it yet, but, Cole Wetzel dropped a new track last night.
Yes, he did.
I thought it was fucking good. There's a lot of people.
I enjoyed the fuck out of it.
There's a lot of people who didn't like it. I mean, if you couldn't tell by now, he's going to that alternative rock, punk rock, grunge sound. Like, it is what it is.
Like him, Geo, Cody West. They're all kind of dismantling from that quote unquote Texas country.
Yeah.
To like, Reed Southall is still kind of. Classic rock, fucking grooving.
Yeah.
Kind of like with Austin Mead. And you got Code.
And Austin Mead's new shit's like fucking kind of grungy. Oh,
fuck yeah, dude.
Well, I don't have that grunge sound from like the 90s that morphed into punk rock. So they kind of touching all of that. And the music was still adding some of the Texas country sound. I mean, like Too High to Cry off Harold's All High had some steel guitar in there. There's always some acoustic guitar in it.
It's our fucking iPod generation.
Yeah.
Fucking MP3 players, man. You have fucking...
This is a true new genre of music, almost. Unlike the fucking pop country bullshit that I'm not going to get into.
Yeah.
Like, this is music with substance. This is what, like, Ragweed started. And Co. and fucking Geo. Cody West. Austin Mead, Reed Southall, they're all taken to the next level.
Yeah, because I was also trying to think of around fucking Ragweed's time. You had Blue Edmondson.
Yeah.
He had a lot of that fucking grungy vibe to him.
Yeah.
Fucking hard guitars. But yeah.
And like, I mean, Whiskey Myers with like just a Southern rock Skynyrd sound.
Yeah.
Red Dirt. I mean, there was always your cowboy country in it, you know.
Your fucking
Aaron Watson's, that type of shit. But, like, it always had, like, a rock feel to it of the time that it was made.
Well, it's that weird, like, subgenre of country being the Texas country scene with also their subgenres of that. Southern rock mixed in with the fucking Red Dirt country.
Yeah.
Fucking grunge and everybody.
What people are starting to call, I've seen a couple of people start calling it Western grunge. And it makes sense.
Yeah, I can get down with that.
Even though I think it should be more like Southwestern grunge, because grunge did come from fucking the West.
Yeah, fucking Seattle.
Yeah. The Northwest.
Yeah. Either way, you know.
But, I mean, even fucking Reckless Kelly.
Yeah.
Had that rock and roll vibe, feel, you know.
Not the traditional
fucking those undertones, straight. Yeah. Exactly.
So I gotta ask, I might get a little bit of hate for this. How much did you, like, for the previews and shit that he put on fucking Facebook, how much were you skeptical about that fucking opening?
I figured it was going to be something like that. Like, when after I saw the preview, and I saw him open the cooler, and the like reaction on his face of the cooler,
yeah.
I was like, oh, he's got something with a dead body.
Well, I just mean the song in general.
Oh, you're talking about, like, the song?
Yeah, like, the preview of it.
Yeah.
Like, if you weren't watching the...
Did I think the song was going to be part of the video?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
I was shitting bricks hoping that... I hope the whole song is not like this. Because at first, I didn't like it. Now that I've listened to...
Oh, you're talking about, like, the sound of the song?
Yes.
I'd already fucking heard that on his Instagram Live whenever he was recording it. I thought it sounded good.
Where the fuck was I?
I think I sent it to you on Instagram.
Did you?
Yeah.
I never checked that motherfucker.
And fuck it.
But yeah, I was kind of shitting bricks like, I don't know about this. Now that I've listened to it more, I dig the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
I was definitely that's
like, some people are like, I don't know. Some people are mad about it. And they think that it's fucking, they're calling it not country. I'm like, he's never really, even though his shit gets released as country, which I'm not sure who makes that decision. Like, he's always kind of called himself and promoted himself as Texas rock and roll.
Yeah. You look at his fucking merch. That's what his merch says.
Yeah. He made one sticker that said Outlaw Country, and that was, like, I got it at one of the very first shows. I put it on my truck.
Yeah, I'm fucking sad. My sticker's coming off my cooler. I have it held down with, if you move that fucking box, I got it held down with fucking Scotch tape. Because it's all fucking rolled in on the sides.
You fucking dumbass. That's great.
Yeah, I noticed that comeback fucking Birmingham. Like, oh, fuck.
Sort another one, you fucking cheapskate.
I will, but I'm not just going to go in there and order just a fucking sticker.
That's true.
Cause they gotta
pay. You should order a mask because you have to wear them to work anyway.
True. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, since I got a fucking office job now.
Yeah. There you go.
Might do that.
Because I need to order one, too. So if you do, order it, and I'll give you cash.
Oh, yeah. Let me pay the fucking shipping.
Yeah, I will give you part of the fucking shipping, too. But
I ain't worried about it.
That's all I'm going to order. Because I fucking... I think I lost mine. I don't know. Like, I had it. Dude, I
was going to say, I thought you fucking had one.
I have to wear them to... I have to wear a fucking mask to go to class. And so... I fucking... My girlfriend ordered us some, and we fucking, I've been wearing it out there, and like, I went up to class, like, 1 week, like, the first class of the week, like, the following week, and I was like, where the fuck's my mask at? Couldn't find it, so, I don't know where it's at, so I'm just like, I'll order another one, just in case, before, like, I realize it's nowhere to be found at all.
Did you check, like, behind the seat in the truck, and?
Yeah, I, like, tore that truck apart, because I got to class, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I thought my mask was in here, I don't have a fucking mask. And then, luckily, they had fucking disposable ones.
Nice.
That doesn't... That's fucking neither here nor there. Who gives a fuck about that? We're talking about fucking music here.
Yeah, so... But, yeah, even going through the fucking comments and shit, and like, there's one guy on there that we unfortunately know.
Unfortunately.
He put a...
You know what's crazy, though, about this guy? Like, in high school, I figured he would be, like, the 40-year-old virgin. And that motherfucker's married, got a house, like, what the fuck happened to us?
He's smart.
That's true. He was an engineer.
Motherfucker, he's an engineer at fucking Boeing now.
Yeah.
You're going for, I don't want to say fucking welders are lower class, but you're going for fucking welding, I work for a fucking boring company.
Like, yeah. You're an engineer too, motherfucker.
Hey, I'm technically in the engineering department.
Yeah.
So.
All right, anyway.
Anyway, so he put a gif on the preview saying it sounds cringy. So I was like, oh, it's better than that bullshit you fucking listen to. So we had a little fucking comments back and forth.
This guy, like, he listens to fucking, like, screamo fucking...
He listens to old...
Like, the shit that we listened to in middle school, like, screamo rock, metal.
Yeah.
Metal and screamo.
That, and then he'll listen to fucking... Johnny B. Good. Like, he has some good taste in fucking music.
Yeah.
But then he also listens to the fucking Christian rap.
Christian
rock. And Christian rock.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God come fuck me in the butt. That kind of shit.
I don't think you can say that on there, but we'll let it slide.
It's our podcast. Fuck it.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of fucking music that I call it. That's gospel, all that kind of shit. So we had a little back and forth. I told him, I was like, dude, go listen to some other of his fucking stuff, because he called it, he said something about, God damn, I wish I had the fucking...
He said something about the lyrics being like...
Yeah, he said he liked the, after it finally fucking came out, the premiere came out, and he said he listened to it. He said he liked the music, but not the lyrics, because it's the same old pop country BS.
Which is funny, because like leading up to this, Co's tweeting like, got some pop country trash coming up, fuck boy country, and
that's why I'm wondering if he actually listened to it, or if he just fucking seen that and was like, oh
yeah
it's pop country. It clearly fucking is not.
It's clearly kind of like a fuck you to all the people that's been calling him pop country.
So I said, well, clearly you haven't listened to his music, because his lyrics go pretty fucking deep. He's got a lot of fucking metaphors in there. He's a good fucking songwriter.
Yeah. That's like the day I saw a girl tweet fucking his songwriting, or like Coe Wetzel's songwriting's as official as songwriting sucks or whatever, and he commented on it, like, agreed. Like, I love that shit, man. It's just like, fuck yeah. It's like a fuck you.
It's like, I'm not gonna fucking argue with you, bitch.
Yeah. And then I fucking argued with some bitch on there, because she said Parker, she, like, I just don't get it. Like, they'll be like, Coetzel sucks, Parker McCollum's awesome. It's like,
fuck Parker McCollum.
They're fucking like, yeah, I know your feelings about him. I like some of his, I like his, some of his music.
I
you
do
know?
Like some of his music. But I just don't like,
I don't like Pretty Heart. And I'm like, so you're gonna fucking call him a shitty songwriter for one song, and then then say Parker McCollum's better. And so I said, like, pretty much, well, Pretty Heart wasn't fucking great either. Yeah, or
Pretty Heart
like
was pure fucking. Yeah. I'd rather listen to Florida Georgia Line than Pretty Heart.
That's fucking bold, man.
It is. I'd rather listen to fucking Holy by Florida Georgia Line than Pretty Heart.
I don't know. I don't think it's that bad, but I do. I wasn't a fan of the song. And so we eventually agreed to disagree on it, because basically it's like, I get what you're saying, because there's some people out there that put up music I don't like, and I say they suck, like fucking Kane Brown. I fucking cannot stand that motherfucker. And,
he blocked your ass.
Yeah. And
we'll get into that a little bit later.
Yeah, Vandaliers, thank you for letting me relive that one. So again, he's still fucking more talented than me.
Oh, yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, he has more money coming in.
Yeah, he, like...
With one tour.
It's just funny that, like, why'd you block me? Like, if you fucking why'd you block me?
It surprised me that it was on Facebook and you got the comment back.
Yeah.
Because, like, whenever, like, you started going, like, I think... I don't remember if you sent me screenshots or if I was here or we were together or whatever, but just I doubt it was actually him. It was probably just whoever runs his social media. But either
no, at that
way,
point he was running his own. Like, he was doing a lot of the commenting and shit. Because right after that's when he said he was stepping away. After that, he was stepping away from social media because he pissed a lot of people off.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, that was what, four years ago.
No, it was last year.
Was it last year?
Yeah. Because he didn't get nominated for one of them fucking CMAs or something.
Anyway. I've lost so much fucking track of time. But anyways. So, as I said, you clearly haven't listened to the fucking music. Because if you're saying his songwriting, if you think his songwriting is pop country, then it's whatever. Yeah, so another comment came back about... at least with my music, you can go into mosh pits and blah, blah, blah. What can you do with his music?
I mean, that's pretty fucked up. I wanted to start a mosh pit at the last co-host. No, not the last one. The one at the fucking Del Mar Hall.
Dude, you could easily start a fucking mosh pit.
Yeah.
But what can his music do? Because mine can do... Mine, you can make a mosh pit. So you can snort a line of coke, chug a bottle of whiskey, and take a... either a stripper or a hooker home. I don't remember which one I put.
So they're one and the same.
It's the same thing, you know. But yeah, so just shit, just seeing shit like that. Like, I was skeptical at first, and then I just wanted to bring up those fucking comments because I just I just want to fucking laugh.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely dig Fuck Song.
It is. There's some points part of the song where it's like the music almost overpowers the words, so you can't quite hear some of it, but that also might just be the shitty fucking speakers in my truck. So.
No, it was definitely, cause I listened on my phone, like I said, I had Netflix pulled up and shit laying in fucking bed whenever the
I pulled up started. YouTube on my TV, so.
That's what I meant to do.
Yeah.
But then after realizing, oh, fuck, I wasn't going to try to exit Netflix, go into fucking YouTube, I just pulled up my phone real quick. And then I downloaded the song, the fucking edited song, and I thought my phone was fucking up. Because, like, I clearly just fucking, because like, it was the only one on there, it didn't say explicit, didn't say edited, anything like that, like it usually does.
Yeah.
It just said the song, so I'm like, okay, download. I'm like, I know I heard at least 3 or 4 fucks in this song. It's like, so what the fuck's going on?
Speaking of fucking downloading, because I went on and bought it today, he is sitting at number 13 on all music, all genres, and then it was released as a country song, and he is sitting at number 5 currently on country iTunes charts.
Hell yeah. Yeah, so check this morning, and the explicit version was there, so I just deleted the one I downloaded last night and downloaded that one.
Yeah.
But I forgot where I was going with that.
Fuck it. You're skeptical, and that motherfucker was... skeptical.
Well, that's where I was going with it. I was skeptical. I was wondering what the fuck was going on, because I was like, I know I just heard him say fuck in the damn premiere, but the downloadable version... it's not there. I'm like, what the hell? Like, I was thinking, oh, he just signed this fucking record deal. You know, I was like, maybe they're not putting out his explicit shit yet to see how it fucking fares. Or what the fuck? I was like, I don't think he would have been one to agree to not put out shit to his fucking conditions.
I mean, especially when the fucking video was,
dumping a dead body.
Well, no, I'm just saying the video was explicit, too. They released a fucking edited version.
I didn't fucking think so, but I was trying to rule out every fucking possibility. Like I said, especially with, I know you got kind of heated at it. Everyone calling him a fucking sellout for signing.
I saw like on his personal post that he posted about signing the deal. He was like fucking happy they signed a deal, and people were like, "Sell out, fucking music's fucking done. You're toast." Like, the fuck, man. Like, I don't fucking get it. Like, it's like every time, and it's almost not every time, because people got hate on the fucking Co Wetzel page on Facebook. They said Tyler Childers sold out, that he did sell out, and his music's trash now and all that, and I'm like, it's pretty much the same exact music that he's putting out as before.
Yeah.
I don't get it. But then, like, they're the same ones, too, who didn't give a fuck when Parker McCollum signed his record deal with fucking... who did he sign with? I don't remember.
Oh.
Fuck. It doesn't matter.
They
didn't get mad. They weren't mad when Granger Smith signed with his Nashville record deal, fucking, and then called Texas music scene the minor leagues.
Yeah, that.
Like, they're still jamming Granger Smith.
Oh. I'll keep my comments to myself on that one.
Like, and I don't expect you guys, like, to start calling them sellouts, too, or, like, whatever, because I don't. I mean, I did at one point. I thought that way, but I maybe am not a fan of the newer music they're putting out, but they didn't sell out. They furthered their career.
Right.
I guess more, like, as you mature, you realize that. Because are you a sellout when you fucking change you? Like, you went and got a better job. You didn't sell out. You fucking furthered your career.
Yeah.
He's fucking maxed out independent music. Like, he sells out pretty much every venue in every state he goes to. He's got fucking fans all over the world. And you're gonna say he sells out because he signs with Columbia Records? Was it even like... I didn't look into it. I haven't found it. Looked, or not really looked into it, but I haven't seen anywhere if it was Columbia Nashville, or if it was just Columbia Records, which Columbia Records is fucking based out of New York, and they represent fucking, I had it pulled up here, let me fucking get to it real quick.
Oh, they had System of a Down.
System of a Down, fucking Adele,
Chainsmokers?
Chainsmokers,
some dude that shares here. Almost
my AC/DC, full name. Aerosmith, fucking Blue Oyster Cult, Bob Dylan, Neil Diamond, Bruce Springsteen, Frank Sinatra, fucking anybody and everybody. They don't give a fuck.
Right.
And everybody's like, oh, his music's gonna change now, they're gonna control what he puts out, da 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 da. First off, I think Coe's smarter than that, and I think Columbia's smarter than that. Because they know that this guy's going to do what he wants, because he's still a fuck-the-system kind of guy.
Right.
But also, Coe's, like, don't expect him to be... expect him to be a little more cleaned up, maybe, on stage at some point.
Bigger venue shows, maybe.
Yeah, but still, I think he's also going to bring the same fucking energy.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like, and I don't know. I don't know if I believe that or not, but that's what some people are thinking. I think he's just going to keep it fucking him.
I think he's going to do the same exact thing.
Because, I mean, you go to a fucking big rock show at the amphitheater, it's a fucking rock show still.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they still fucking do the same shit on stage that they did in the fucking smaller venues.
Yeah, the only thing I can think is that he might watch the language a little bit.
But even, what was he going to do, fucking edit his songs?
No, keep the songs the way they are, but... You know how he fucking comes out on stage. Hey, St. Louis, how the fuck are you guys doing tonight? They might not... They might just be like, hey, tone it down a little bit, because you're opening for fucking Britney Spears. Or whoever the fuck he's going to be touring with, you know?
He might Britney be, Spears. I would, like, think it'd be, like, Blink 182 and...
I would hope like so. That. But, fuck him. Columbia, they... Have Nelly and Blink 182? I think a fucking Nelly, Blink 182, and Coe Wetzel's show would be fucking rocking. Just
think about the mix of fucking people at that
Holy
show.
Holy shit!
So I tweeted last night about just at a Coe Wetzel show from like after he signs with Columbia, and they get him like on like these some of these songs he's putting out on alternative rock radio. Like the fucking mix of people that are gonna be at his shows. I said you're gonna have some Yeehaw Cowboys, wannabe Yeehaw Cowboys, some fucking hippies, some fucking skater punks, fucking 42-year-old baseball dads, you know, guys listen to the point, shit like that. Like you're gonna have the craziest mix of people just rocking out together.
Oh yeah.
And then you can throw some Nelly and Blink 182 in there.
Well, because then anyone who's been to it, well, I don't know about anywhere. Well, in St. Louis, he comes out to fucking Nelly.
He only did that one time. He changes his fucking intro song.
I thought he did it at
He did it the first show at Off-Broadway. He might have come out to Nelly, but he came out to the You Can Find Me in St. Louis,
whatever that song is. He did that at fucking Off-Broadway both times.
No, just the first time. I fucking had a video of all... I think I have a video of him coming out the second time to Off-Broadway.
I thought they did.
I know they come out to Nelly songs.
I know they did it fucking...
Ballpark they did.
Ballpark, yes they did. Fucking, I promise you.
We'll look it up.
I promise you.
Ian, I bet you Ian will text me tomorrow and say, he came out to this song, not fucking thing. I'm like, fuck you, Dylan.
I will bet you $10 right now.
Alright, I'll take that bet.
So, fucking, yeah, I'll text Ian and say, hey, motherfucker, you better text Eric and let him know what's up.
Anyway. Like, I don't know, I just... And who's to say he's not going to be still playing smaller venues? Because some of these people that they have still play smaller venues.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are some, like, lesser-named rappers that I've never heard of that they have. And they have some bigger-named rappers I've heard of.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the thing, too, people are like, he's just gonna change. They don't let these rappers sing about fucking doing, selling drugs, fucking...
Oh, shit.
Fucking strippers, all sorts of shit. Killing cops, you think they're gonna fucking tell Coe he can't sing about fucking an 82-year-old grandma in a Wendy's parking lot butt naked covered in boiling mac and cheese after picking up dog shit? Come on now.
If anything stays the same, I hope it's that at the fucking shows. in between the songs, oh, I wrote this song, butt naked in a Wendy's parking lot.
About a stripper in New Mexico that broke my heart. Like, what the fuck?
You're like, dude, I remember
that. All right. And then it's like, here's love.
I remember the first fucking show at Off-Broadway, and he fucking did that. We just looked at each other like, did he really just fucking say that?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Well, because he come out to, like, he come out and off that first show Off-Broadway, and he played something to talk about, and all he said was, this is that song for people who like to fucking gossip and run their mouths. And that was it. It was like, all right, yeah, fuck that. Yeah, woo. And then all of a sudden, like, he starts breaking into those fucking stories, and like, what the fuck?
You're like, all right. He's like, I already love this motherfucker. I just like him even more now. He's like, son of a bitch.
But, so, I don't mean...
But that's part of his fucking stage presence. That's him.
That's his show. That's what brings people to the shows.
Right. Is that fucking word of mouth, like, dude.
They're not going to fucking... I don't think they're going to change that. They're smart. Both of them. Like, obviously, they didn't release their details of the deal, but I'm sure there's going to be some shit there.
Right.
Like, he's going to have himself protected. I mean, Cole is a smart dude. Like, I mean, look what he's did. Look what he built independently.
Right.
Like, fuck.
Well, and there's going to be fucking pull on both sides of, we're okay with this, this, and this, but we're not a fan of this. And he's going to say, well, I do this, this, and this. I refuse to do this, this, and this. And they've got to meet in the fucking middle.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a little give and take. But as far as changing the sound, the motherfuckers change the sound of every goddamn song that comes out.
That's what I said.
You know.
I told that to somebody, too, that was bitching about... They're actually calling Co a sellout on the post I made out of Tyler Childers' fucking shirt. Because all I said was I put up a shirt, picture of that shirt that Tyler Childers put up.
Yeah.
Tyler Childers sold out. And I had all the fucking shows he's ever sold out on the back.
I fucking love that shirt.
Yeah, anyway, fucking... some motherfucker was on there and was like... I said Co needs to fucking put out a shirt like this. And then I said something about the fucking people hating on him. Whatever. If you're on that... Harold's all high alumni, you fucking go look at it. But anyway, people were on there saying Co sold out, and then they were also talking shit on Tyler Childers. And it's like, you can have your opinions, but like, if you can't tell that the motherfucker's been like evolving into the artist he envisioned himself with being, then like, I don't know, like, every song's different. I said, listen out on Parole and listen to Sunday and Monday and tell me he ain't fucking changed.
Right.
His sound. He clearly has. And it's either you like it or you don't. Like, that's okay, but you clearly were fine with up until he fucking signed his record deal.
Right.
So wait and see. Be proud, be happy for the guy for the time being.
Exactly. Just
listen. If he fucking sells out and changes and we're completely wrong, which I highly doubt, then you can fucking be like, all right, fucking sell out, fucking, like, his music, like, Lord George Lyon.
Right. It's like, just go listen to fucking Never Leave and Wine Glass and then listen to country and western.
Yeah.
You know,
listen to Song I Can Drink To.
Yeah.
And then listen to fucking Sunday or Monday and tell me those aren't on two ends of the fucking spectrum.
No shit. So it's just that fucking change that, like I said, every fucking artist goes through, whether they're fucking signed or not.
Exactly. It's kind of like, I mean, you can look at it, Aaron Watson fucking went from like cowboy, like George Strait style country to like gospel, like, some his last couple albums have been like super like religious country albums.
Yeah.
Like they all go through it. Cody Johnson.
Yeah.
He went fucking like I don't even know. Like his sound really hasn't changed too much from the beginning, but it's like it's changed a little bit. It went from like being like more towards a George Strait sound to more of a rock country sound.
Yeah. Well,
country rock. I shouldn't say rock country, more country rock.
No matter what,
people are gonna break me out of cold for this one, but more of a Jason Aldean style.
Well, no matter how you look at it, they're gonna put out what they want, or they want to put out what they want, and the record label wants to put out what sells. No matter what fucking label.
And
it
if what if you're putting out what sells, there's no fucking problems. And clearly, exactly. Co Wetzel sells.
Yeah. Just look at the fucking difference from Off-Broadway. And
it's not like they have to take a guy, a pretty face with a decent voice, and turn them into a country star.
Right.
Like Nashville does. That's what happens in Nashville, let's be honest.
Right. If you don't have the look, you ain't getting in.
Exactly. Columbia's taking a guy that's proven himself fucking at the independent level and become bigger than people who are signed in Nashville and other fucking parts throughout the country. And he's become bigger than all the motherfuckers. And they're like, we gotta get in on this.
Right.
We gotta take him to the next level and make us a lot of money while we make him a lot of money. And he said, I'm gonna go make a lot of money and live a fucking hell of a life.
Fuck yeah.
That motherfucker's about to have a fucking house out in the hills of California and shit, you know? Like, these fucking Instagram, fucking Twitter posts are about to be bad the fuck ass.
Oh my god, dude. They're already bad fucking ass.
I know, that's what I'm saying. You see what he's fucking built for himself independently, the shit right. that he does and has. I mean, the motherfucker signed a record deal with the fucking...
I'm just
$80,000 Rolex. I don't probably more than that. Fucking Rolex on.
I'm waiting to
wearing fucking Jordans and Crocs.
I'm waiting for the fucking posts of him going to whatever fucking party that Columbia throws for whatever fucking artist. People are all fucking dressed to the nines. He walks in this fucking Crocs
like a modern day Kid Rock almost.
Yeah. You fucking Lil Nas X fucking walk in his fucking whatever the fuck he's wearing, and then you just see fuck Coetzee walk in with his fucking.
I could just picture that motherfucker with the fucking dad shoes and white socks, jorts, no shirt, and a fur coat.
Yeah.
Just fucking show up.
With his fucking shades on, too. Yeah. Gotta fucking love it, man.
Like, you could just pick the most obscure shit for that dude to wear, and he'd be just rocking it.
The bad part about that is if I fucking went into fucking public, or where, say I went to... Wear at whatever fucking bar in the city wearing that. I'd get fucking laughed out of the bar. That motherfucker walks in, they're all like, God damn.
Yeah, because that motherfucker walks in like I'm co-fucking Wetzel. You can't walk in like I'm Dylan fucking Brady.
Motherfucker, that's how I walk in everywhere. I don't give a fuck.
That's what I'm saying, though. You don't carry the same presence that motherfucker does.
Well, I have all the fucking money.
Exactly.
But yeah, as far as the whole sellout thing, I don't think so. Only time will tell.
Like, you can't, I don't know. Yeah, like, you give him a fucking chance. Like, goddamn, be happy for the guy.
No shit.
And to say songwriting sucks, just fucking erroneous.
Yeah, I seen you use that on fucking Twitter earlier. I said, guys, 2 days in a row I've seen Eric use fucking big words. Goddamn. That's his fucking girlfriend's writing his fucking tweets for him. You know, you got a fucking thesaurus next to you.
Erroneous on both accounts.
Oh, fuck.
But anyway, the music video to the song.
Uh-huh.
So we didn't talk about it too much. I kind of want to dabble in it. Stealing your word there.
Stealing my motherfucking word, man.
So, like, some people were confused by the video, which... I mean, I was like, yeah, whatever. I mean, it's fucking cool. Obviously, he starts out, he goes to...
I'm used to songs not fitting the videos. That threw me for a fucking loop, though.
Yeah, so it starts out, like, before the music starts, he drives up to an old sketchy-looking shack and walks up, and, like, it pans and shows a fucking freezer, knocks on the door, and the guy that's playing, like, that old guy in the video is actually his grandpa.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's Co's grandpa. Anyway, he says, where's that? You know, they go and he points to the cooler and he goes and opens it and shit and there's a fucking dead body in there. Like, yeah, they don't show it yet, but
they open it and they go, oh, fuck, they're waving their fucking hand in front of their nose.
Here flies and shit. Yeah. Anyway, in the video's Co, very, like the beginning of it, when the music starts, Co just, like, early morning, he jumps on a boat and he goes out to this lake. And he fucking dumps a fucking body back in a cove somewhere. And then this just rest of the day, he's out there fishing and shit, and then he pulls the boat out, and this little kid comes running up to him and his dad, and they take a picture with him and shake his hand and stuff, and he acts look like a fucking normal guy out there fishing.
Right.
Like, they never, like, you'd never fucking know. And he drives off, whatever. Well, fucking, so everybody's like, what the fuck? Like, this video's fucked up. So I was reading an article today I saw on Twitter, and it was put out by American Songwriter. They were talking about the song, how it was fucking... he literally came up with it because he forgot if it was Sunday or Monday in the studio during this quarantine bullshit. He quarantined himself in the studio and literally forgot what day it was, and then just wrote a song that fucking...
I fucking love it.
Yeah, it's just like... Man, I forget what day it is. Let's write a song about it.
I can see him sitting there in his fucking jorts, just fucking strumming along. Is it Sunday or is it Monday? Well, hell, I don't know. Do you know? Who knows?
Who the fuck knows?
Is it Sunday or is it Monday?
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, just like, what the fuck? It's great, though. We all fucking love it.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy how that motherfucker can do that. Anyway, he retweeted this article, so I feel like, you know, I can believe it, since he was, like, retweeted it and said, yeah, basically. So the video, they were asking about the video, because, like, it threw a lot of people for a loop. And he said his uncle told him a story about a chicken farmer whose wife cheated on him, so he killed her lover and asked his uncle to fucking take care of the body. And then I was like, well, that's fucking awesome. He said right. His uncle passed away a couple years ago, so he felt like he could reenact it now, like, basically not incriminate his fucking uncle.
Right.
But, yeah, I thought that was kind of cool. It's like a crazy-ass story that your uncle tells you. Like, you don't know if it's 100% true or not. You never know.
Kind of like that fucking Crystal Cowboy story.
You never know. You fucking never know, like, sometimes about some of your family members, you're like, that motherfucker seems like he could have been fucking crazy back in the day.
Yeah, it's like I know all too fucking well.
Exactly.
It's just like, I hear that. I wonder what you're exaggerating and what is actually true. But hearing from what other people have said about you back in that day.
Yeah.
I fucking believe it.
Exactly. So that's pretty fucking cool. And it's just like, wow, COVID really does come from a line of bad motherfuckers.
Fuck yeah. But yeah, I've seen people like saying like, Paul Wetzel looks good. And I'm just like, okay. Not thinking a fucking thing of it about that could be his dad or grandpa.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's fucking awesome. I love it.
That was pretty cool.
But yeah. Any other fucking news we can think of?
Eric Church released a new song.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good. It was kind of a fuck you to everybody about what's going on right now.
No shit.
It's kind of like an ELE song. Everybody love everybody.
Like, open your fucking eyes and look what's going on in the fucking country right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fucking Snapchat on the fucking way home tonight.
Stick that in your country song.
Yeah. It's just like, god damn. Well, speaking of fucking... changing over the years. Look at what he's fucking done.
Yeah.
Went from, I hate to say, I don't say pop country, but the typical fucking Nashville.
At the time, yeah.
At the time, you know, back in fucking mid-2000s.
It was the beginning of bro country, but I don't even know what you would, like, consider that. Just like 2000s
country. It was like 05, 06, 07.
08.
08.
Basically up until Florida Georgia Line hit the scene.
Because the Chief came out in 0...
Chief came out in like 2010.
I want to say it came out like ninth grade, like fuck freshman year, which would have been 08.
08, 09 for Chief. I thought we were fucking sophomores, juniors. We'll look it up real quick.
Yeah, look it up because just the fucking change from his original fucking
2011.
No shit.
Yep. Our junior year.
Damn.
Junior senior year. I thought that was up around close to that time.
Fuck, I don't fucking know, but either way, like his fucking Caldwell County EP up until fucking now, just the change he's gone through from the classic fucking Nashville country sound.
Well, he kind of told Nashville to fuck off.
Oh, yeah. Like, what was it, fucking The Outsiders?
Yeah.
Like, going from Chief to The Outsiders was a big, like, oh.
That's a big change.
There's a fucking change. Even his fucking shit now, Mr. Misunderstood, Desperate Man.
There was another album between Chief and the Outsiders, wasn't there?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I like Mr. Misunderstood. I really didn't fucking listen to Desperate Man too much. I got heavy into fucking Red Dirt and just kind of lost that. They got lost in the shuffle of
Desperate. I could jam out to fucking Desperate Man.
Oh, he released that Caught in the Act live album between.
That's what it was. Yeah. I remember having sex with that album quite a bit.
Did you have it in the fucking stuck in the radio player?
No, I like having sex to live music because every 3 or 4 minutes or so you get fucking applause. So 4 or 5 songs and you're like, all right, I can fucking finish this shit now.
Retarded. I don't know why I fucking work with you.
You love it. But yeah, fucking Stick There Your Country song was damn good. I think who did he have fucking singing with him on it? Was it that Lucy Hale chick?
Yeah, who was that?
I think that was her.
Oh, pull back up, fuck.
I know she's done one with them before and
It doesn't say on Spotify.
It doesn't say? Okay. But whoever's backup singers have fucking been the past couple new songs I've fucking heard, god damn, they got some fucking vocals on them. But Otis, his stuff comes out the 9th or 10th?
Next Friday.
Yeah, I'm fucking stoked for that.
This is releasing solo shit.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder somewhat now, too.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll be able to handle Coetzee without Otis.
I might cry.
Two ends of the fucking spectrum there.
We already lost Dre.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not lost, but...
Yeah, well, he's not on the fucking drum kit no more.
No. We lost Scan at the merch table. Can't lose Otis. They lose him and then they lose Mason.
That's...
Next up, they lost Jared Flush first.
That's true.
And who knows who he had before then, too. That's just what we remembered him with.
Yeah.
That's who was on Noise Complaint. Flush, I don't even know how to pronounce the last name. I'm bad with names. I'd say Flush, but...
If he somehow listens to this and wants to correct us, he's more than welcome to.
Yeah. Kenneth Coulter did that, and he hasn't put out a song since.
No. He had potential too.
Yeah.
I guess he still does.
No, I just don't see his tweets much.
I don't either. I've been so bad on fucking Twitter the past 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, especially now that I'm in a fucking office. If I open up Twitter and the first 17 things I scroll through are fucking dicks going in assholes and titties, I'm just like, ah, fuck.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, I've been fucking bad about it. Oh, what's his fucking name? Marty.
Marty Inch. That's what I want to talk about that too. Had his guitar stolen.
Yeah.
Somebody broke into his truck, stole his guitar, his travel bag.
Yeah,
he's got one song out. He's an up and comer. Song's pretty good.
Yeah, I fucking listened to it. I was laying there in bed, about to go fuck asleep, and my phone starts fucking buzzing.
You're welcome.
And every time it fucking happens, it's either the people in my fucked up Facebook group that I get my fucked up videos from are all fucking sending shit back and forth. You start to fuck fight on Twitter. Or the fucking Snapchat that we have with the fuck boys. So I seen his fucking Twitter. I was like, god damn it, Eric, what the fuck you doing now? Open it up and see that his fucking truck got broken into. I was like, ah, that's shitty. Close it back out. Laying there and my fucking phone lights up. Buzz, 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 buzz. I'm like, motherfucker, Eric. God damn, dude. It's like fucking midnight. I gotta fucking be up in 4 hours. You cocksucker. So I fucking pulled open back. I was like, fuck, it keeps fucking keeping me up. So I'm looking at it. Oh, shit. So then I've seen your comments about the fucking merch and shit. I was like, when listening to a song, I was like, that's a pretty good fucking song. When it's been fucking, like, another fucking $80 down the goddamn drain.
Hey, man. Just trying to help a guy out.
Oh, fuck yeah. I love to help out. But do it at fucking 9 o'clock.
Well, I didn't see it. I was laying in bed. Got on Twitter.
Fucking asshole.
Our Twitter's very active late at night.
It is.
Gotta get used to, actually, pretty soon won't be. Unless it's on the weekend. We've got to start that 6:30 a.m. Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Dude. I'll tell you, there's nothing fucking better than working from fucking home. I roll out of fucking bed at 5:57. Come here, crack open the fucking laptop, clock in at fucking 6. Fucking A. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, I just gotta get up and drive across the tracks, across the highway. I said tracks. Although I do have to drive across tracks too.
Yeah. Anyway. Either way you go,
I drive across railroad tracks to get out of my town.
Yeah.
Pretty much, unless I go to Mississippi. But anyway, it's neither here nor there. I say town, out of my neighborhood.
out of my town.
Yeah. I'm really out of my town, too, either way.
Yeah, no shit.
But, motherfucker, you got 67 right down here. Fuck you.
I still gotta fucking cross tracks.
Oh, you do?
Working fucking Pacific.
Unless you're going north. Oh.
Yeah. Cocksucker.
Anyway. Who gives a fuck? I just have to go right across the highway now. My commute's even closer than right down the hill from your house.
I don't know how the fuck you manage that. Motherfucker, I get a new goddamn job and it's fucking 7 minutes further up the fucking highway. You get it, it's fucking 4 minutes closer to your fucking house. When you live 4 minutes away from your fucking job now.
Exactly. That's great.
Fucking ridiculous.
I mean, hopefully soon I get a job that's like 20 minutes from the house.
Yeah.
But who gives a fuck?
You'll get there.
We'll always be podcasters.
That's true.
We'll somehow make money off this shit. Probably not.
I think we need to fucking switch up to that thing that we were talking about the other night.
7 minute videos.
Yeah, the little fucking vlog thing.
Yeah.
Do a podcast and that. Fuck it.
Yeah. Just have a producer to help us with a podcast.
Yeah. Who wants to be a free? Who wants to work for free?
Who wants to send us shit to talk about?
We need summer interns.
We're accepting unpaid interns for a podcast. You gotta rent your own place. They'll be like, what do we do? Well, I work full time, so you can just chill out around town, do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah. We
record like once every couple weeks, so I mean, if we hang out, you can fucking come chill with us and take notes about the stupid shit we do, but
yeah, usually when we hang out, that's better fucking content than actually, the shit that we actually record.
Actually, here's your job as summer interns. Well, we're working full time at our day jobs, you work from home finding us content.
Yes.
That's your unpaid summer internship.
You just fucking play on Facebook, Twitter, fucking Instagram, fucking Reddit, fucking Pornhub, whatever the fuck you want to get on, find fucking content. You can find some fucking porn star to talk to, interview. Do it.
We'll have her on.
Yeah. I'm down with that.
Yeah.
Get us that fucking
summer intern promoter, too.
Get us fucking JoJo 2020.
Yeah.
Get her on the fuck podcast. She'll definitely have my vote then.
Hell yeah, brother.
She'll let us have tanks and be on our podcast? Fuck.
Yeah, Abrams tanks and fucking fully automatic weapons, legal marijuana. We'd be the most strapped stone fucking nation in the fucking world.
Be fucking fantastic. But I'm sweating. Let's fucking cut this shit.
Yeah. Anyway. If you haven't listened to Sunday or Monday, give it a listen on Friday.